Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know what that is? That's the sound of a chainsaw. When a lot of people hear that, think of maybe a slasher movie. But if you're Cherie Curry, it's more likely that you think of art. Chainsaw. Art. Cherie is the former lead singer of the legendary band The Runaways, and she joins us today to talk about the unique art that she creates and the incredible diverse jobs that she's held over the years. Cherie, the film The Runaways, it goes into wide release today. It's based on your memoir, Neon Angel. So how did you go from being a teenage rock star to a renowned chainsaw artist?
Oh, that's about 35 years in between that. I've had a very interesting life, and I love chainsaw carving. I think it's a fantastic art form. It's brutal, but for some reason, I just find myself in these unusual occupations.
Okay, so let's backtrack a little. Your career before chainsaw artist was?
A mom.
Okay, you have a son.
I married actor Robert Hayes, and we had a son back in 1991, and so I'd been a mom up until, you know, he was about 10 when I started chainsaw carving.
Right. So you are a chainsaw artist. Now you back up to mom. And before that, your career was?
Well, I was a drug counselor for adolescent teens. That's when the original book, Neon Angel, came out. It was a young adult book for Price, Stern, and Sloan.
So you were an author at the same time, drug counselor slash author.
Correct. Yeah, I actually went to Price, Stern, and Sloan as an illustrator.
Okay, so I got to tell you, Cherie, they say Madonna reinvents herself. She's got nothing on you. Let's step back from the drug counselor slash author slash illustrator phase. What were you before that?
It's better just to go from what happened after The Runaways. What I did is I went and became an actress. But after my movies, that drugs took over, and I needed to get sober and clean. And so in 1984, that's what I did. And then I went to work at the mall, which to me is my proudest moment because, you know, I was being recognized, but yet I was working for minimum wage at a linen store. And it was just my way of grounding myself and coming back down to reality.
So, Cherie, there's going to be a lot of young women watching the movie Runaways, which is based on your memoir, and thinking about themselves as you or Joan Jett. And I'm wondering, what would you say to them? What would you want them to take away from the varied careers of your life and all the things that you've done? What would you want them to take away from your life as a lesson?
Well, you know, my life is a cautionary tale. Drugs and alcohol are never good for anybody, period. But also, it's a story of survival that, you know, you can survive anything, and you can survive and thrive. And if you have a dream, go for it, and don't let anyone tell you you can't. You know, just believe in yourself and be good to yourself, and there's just nothing you can't do.
Cherie Curry, the film based on her memoir called Runaways is out in theaters. You can check out her rock career at CherieCurry.com. You can check out her chainsaw art at ChainsawChick.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.